Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting on the CBS News program Face the Nation. British Ambassador to the U.S. Kim Derrick says his country believes it is possible to address President Trump's issues about the Iran nuclear deal.
The message we are hearing from all contacts in this administration is that although the president's views on the deal are very clear and have been out there for months and months, actually for years, that a final decision hasn't yet been taken.
President Trump has until May 12th to decide. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, U.S. Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry has a suggestion for Mr. Trump.
So maybe the best thing is for the president to delay a bit more his deadline of this month and put the French and the British up to the test about whether it is possible to get this other sort of agreement.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson in Washington hoping to persuade President Trump not to abandon the nuclear deal. Meantime, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned President Trump leaving the nuclear deal would lead to, in his words, historic regret. North Korea warns the U.S. not to misread its overtures of peace as a sign of weakness. A summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is imminent. A North Korean spokesman referenced U.S. claims Mr. Trump's policy of maximum political pressure and sanctions are what drove Kim to the negotiating table. Tunisia's Islamist Ennahda Party has claimed victory in the country's first free municipal elections, in which low voter participation was reported. Officials were elected to the local government for the first time since the 2011 uprising that ended decades of authoritarian rule. This is VOA News.